This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying story is about a park ranger in East Tennessee at the Smoky Mountains National Park and his three personal encounters with not only a giant Bigfoot-like creature, but also wild people, feral, if you will, to the Dogman. Now, let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hello, Campfire Tales. I was a park ranger at the national park that holds the Smoky Mountains. And I'm choosing your channel to help me expose the truth about what really goes on at these parks. Firstly, Bigfoot is real. And he is much larger and more dangerous than you could ever imagine. And I saw him on a routine patrol in 2015. Secondly, feral people are real. People go missing without a trace and turn into inbred wild specimens who eat humans and animals. Lastly, Dogman is real. I watched him attack one of the campers and run away with their dog in their mouth. I'll start with the Bigfoot story first. It was September 2015, seasonably warm and humid. I woke up bright and early to the sound of my horrific alarm per usual. I got up, got dressed before heading out the door to start my day. I entered my car, drove the hour needed for work, blissfully unaware of the horrific sighting I would encounter just a few hours later. I finally made it to work and exited my vehicle. I went inside the ranger's office and was greeted with unexpected commotion from my other coworkers. I remember just standing by the door being extremely confused by all of the commotion, until one of my coworkers came over to me and had the decency to explain to me what the hell was going on. He began to explain how the park had been experiencing pretty bad earthquakes all morning, which in itself is odd being in Tennessee, and that it was only happening in this park. No one knew where it was coming from. He also explained that many people heard bizarre grunts and roaring. I was still in the state of shock, but I was now intrigued by what was going on. I wondered if these earthquakes were powerful enough to hurt anybody. I began to look around the ranger's office and saw a few people were bleeding. The desks and items were knocked over and all over the floor. And that's when the other earthquake hit. I heard a loud and jolting thud from outside, which caused the whole office to shake. A few light bulbs hanging to fall and shatter everywhere, and a few people to fall. I was luckily okay because I had been holding on to the door handle. Suddenly, another extremely loud thud happened, twice as jarring as the last one. It caused me to jolt forward and slam my face into the ground. I groaned in pain as I got up. Suddenly, the commotion got much louder and more furious. I could hear people trying to vote for an unlucky ranger to go outside and investigate what was causing this when I raised my hand. Everyone went silent and looked at me for a few seconds before people started thanking me for the bravery. Some cautioned me not to go because of the danger, but I did anyways. I opened the door and exited the office, feeling peace from finally getting away from the commotion. I could have never expected what I was going to find when I turned the corner. I turned the corner and was met with an incredibly huge white foot that looked like it belonged to a wild animal. I stared in horror and awe and muttered curse words under my breath. I looked up to reveal this huge Bigfoot creature. I have heard of Bigfoot before, but I had never believed in silly stories like that. And I certainly didn't think that Bigfoot was supposed to be this ginormous, 8 feet at most from what I have read. My awe and horror turned to pure horror when I saw Bigfoot begin to lift his foot and hover it on top of the ranger's office. I realized what he was about to do. I felt completely powerless. I thought about sacrificing myself by screaming at him, but I didn't have the courage. Right as he was about to drop the hammer, a bizarre noise from another animal was made somewhere in the forest. For some reason, this caught his attention. He quickly turned around and began to run in that direction, clearing the forest as he went, and also causing another earthquake. I was lifted into the air and smacked down on the harsh dirt as I fell. I quickly got up and rushed inside to explain what I had just seen to everyone. I went back inside and saw that everyone was now lying on the ground, groaning in pain, assumably from the earthquake that had just happened. I started yelling to everyone that it was Bigfoot and that they needed to come outside as quickly as possible to see him before he got away. And that's when I realized I needed to do the same. I ran outside, not caring if anyone else came anymore. I could still feel the vibrations of his feet running through the forest, so I ran on his path until I could see him running clearly. I pulled out my cell phone and began to record. Once when I was satisfied with my video, I stopped recording and ran back inside. I showed everyone the video, and they were all dumbfounded. I tried to post the video on all my social media, but I was met with an error message every single time. They didn't want me to post it. Suddenly, my boss stood up and announced to everyone that they would be fired if they said any word about the sighting to anyone, and that we all needed to stay silent about it. I was very concerned and confused about this, so I asked him why. I was met with an angry response of telling me to shut up and just do as I'm told or that I would be in a world of trouble. I backed down and just agreed. I reluctantly agreed and kept my mouth shut because I wanted to keep the job. But now that I'm fired, I don't care. I will expose the truth no matter what happens to me. Now, on to the next story. This was a few years after the first occurrence, but I had definitely not forgotten about it. Every day I came into work fearful that I would run into that horrific beast once again. But luckily, I somehow never did. I mean, come on. A Bigfoot creature that frickin' tall? I have no clue. It was just frickin' huge. Something abnormally, unbelievably large. How could something that size even hide in the forest? Like, where would it even go? You can't just hide behind a tree. It must go underground. So, I woke up early that morning. A little too early, actually. I confused my shift with someone else's and set the alarm that was too early. I was too awake to go back to sleep, so I decided to scroll through my cell phone. I opened the news app and scrolled for a bit until I saw a news article about the park I worked at. Feral people live in the woods of this national park. I clicked on the title, but was suddenly met with an error message. Sorry, this article has been taken down by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. I was very confused as to why an article like this would be taken down. It seemed obvious that they were trying to cover something up. I scrolled some more and saw a few articles that had similar titles, and the exact same error message popped up when I clicked on all of them. I remembered that I had to go to work in about an hour, and suddenly felt anxious about that fact. Those articles had really gotten to my head, and I did have some post-traumatic stress after that Bigfoot incident. Or should I say, ginormous foot incident. I decided that maybe there was a logical reason why these articles were being taken down.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Such as false information. Yes, that's what I landed on in order to calm myself down. I told myself that the FBI had investigated these articles and could deem them false. So I can trust the FBI after all anyways, right? After another hour, I got out of bed, got dressed, and was on my way to work. I watched the beautiful sunrise as I drove, trying to focus on it instead of the possibility of feral people roaming the forest. I finally made it to work and was instantly greeted by bizarre grunting sounds when I first parked my car. I sighed in frustration, and I knew the simple sound alone was going to give me anxiety for the rest of the day. I got out of my car quickly, practically jumping out of it to avoid any feral people who might have been hiding under my vehicle, smirking. Just to calm my nerves, I looked under my car and saw nothing. I took a deep breath of relief and walked into the ranger's office. Everything had returned to fairly normal since the incident. Except there was a lot of new hires, since a lot of people quit after that day in 2015. I sat down at my desk and saw what work I had assigned for me. It looked like I had a routine trash pickup on the East Trail in 20 minutes. Routine trash pickups were always my least favorite thing to do, but I decided not to let it ruin my day. I decided I would get the job done a bit early, so I got up and headed outside. It was about a 10-minute drive to the East Trail. So I walked over to my car, checked underneath it one more time, and got inside. I put the keys into the ignition, and then I was on my way to the East Trail. For some odd reason, the trail always had the least amount of trash compared to any of the other trails, even though it was the most popular trail, but it wasn't like I was complaining about that. I arrived at the East Trail and got out of my vehicle. I did feel a bit anxious going on the trail because of how many people had gone missing on it, but I took some deep breaths and got out my trash bag. I began to pick up trash when I suddenly began to hear very bizarre grunting noises coming from the trees and bushes. My heart rate instantly skyrocketed and I froze. I began to frantically look around me, and that's when I saw it. An incredibly disfigured human who was clearly feral, staring into my soul with hungry, angry eyes from atop a tree. I was not sure what to do. I didn't know anything about these people, whether they could run fast or not, kill or not, etc. I had only heard their name in a few news articles that morning. I decided that I would drop everything and run as fast as I could. I was not far from my vehicle, and that was all I had to do. I turned around and booked it, hearing the creature, human, do the exact same thing instantly after me, and eventually, I could feel it right behind me. I tried picking up my pace, but I was absolutely no match for this person. The creature attempted to knock me down to the ground, but I withheld and threw the creature off of me, off of the side path into the brush with all the force I could. The feral human groaned in pain for a few seconds on the forest floor, and I knew that this was my chance to escape. I made it back to my vehicle and quickly got inside. I drove all the way back to the ranger's office, reported the incident to my boss, and unfortunately, he did the exact same thing as last time. He screamed at me that if I was to ever tell anyone about the incident, that I would be in a world of trouble, possibly even dead. I was very taken aback when he threatened my life, but I knew he was talking about the more government official type people. Now to the most recent occurrence. This was only a few months after the Feral People incident in 2019, so my guard was still heavily up. I woke up in the afternoon because I was working a night shift that night. I actually preferred the night shift. I was a night owl myself, and if it meant I got to sleep in during the late afternoon, I was happy. But I had not been very happy considering what was going down during the day. Even though months had passed since the Feral People incident, and years since the Bigfoot incident, I couldn't stop thinking about both of those occurrences every single day. I had nightmares about both of the incidents the night before, so I woke up and instantly thought about them. I decided to brush it off and look forward to my day at work, when in retrospect I should have just called in sick. I got dressed and headed out the door, not even bothered to shower because I stopped caring what my coworkers thought of me a long time ago. I stepped out the door and walked to my car before getting in and starting my journey to work. After an hour, I made it there and parked the car. I got out, went to the ranger's office before going inside. My coworker instantly started complaining to me that many people were complaining to them about their dogs going missing while they were camping. I was confused and asked if this had occurred earlier today or more recently. He explained that he started getting reports just about an hour ago and that he had gotten around 10. I told him that I would go investigate the matter. I left the ranger's office and decided that I would do a patrol check of all the camping areas and speak to some of the affected campers. After about a 15-minute walk to the eastern camping section, I began questioning the people about what had happened. It seemed that all of their stories were the same. They heard weird noises, turning around, and when they turned back, their dog had vanished. I wondered if there was a coyote or something that was just extra hungry, but I quickly wondered why I would even try to think of anything logically in an absurd place like this. I left the eastern camping section and walked over about 15 minutes to the western part. I asked people about what had happened, and they were all confused and said that their dogs were all with them, or that they had not even brought a dog. I felt defeated and I was about to leave the area when I heard a bizarre noise coming from behind me. I wanted to turn around, but I remembered that all of the people I had spoken to said that they heard a bizarre noise, and once they were done turning around to see where the noise had come from, their dog was gone. This made me not turn around and stare right in front of me to see what I could see. It happened almost instantly after the noise. A 7-foot-tall humanoid creature with a dog's face came sneaking out of the bushes. I will never forget the absolutely horrific feeling in my stomach when it locked eyes with me, put its finger over its mouth as to hush me, and then it proceeded to quickly run into one of the tents, snatching a dog, mauling it to death fiercely right in front of me, and then running happily with a deceased dog in its mouth. People all screamed and shouted and cried, running around in all different directions. I stood in place for a few minutes in complete shock, trying my absolute best to process what in the world had just happened. I wasn't sure what to do moving forward. I didn't know whether I should report the incident or just go on my merry way. But there was witnesses. People have seen this beast. At least 4. I knew that my boss would just get angry and tell me to never bring it up again, and to hush the witnesses who had also saw it as well. So I was very conflicted. I decided that I would follow where the dog man had gone off to. I knew that it was an incredibly risky decision, but I did not care at that point. And eventually my foot hit something and I tripped over it and fell face first. I groaned in pain and got up, looked behind me, only to see that I had tripped over the dead dog's skeleton, bloody with patches of fur and meat still clung onto its bones. It appeared that the dog man had devoured it quickly. I looked behind me and saw the dog man menacingly staring at me, as if telling me to go away. I yelled after him instead. I asked him who he was and to show himself, but shockingly, he turned and ran away. I felt defeated and left the forest. I didn't want to tell my boss. Let the campers handle that for me. So I decided that I was going to quit right then and there. I stopped by the office, turned in my uniform and all of my equipment, and drove home. Those are three stories of why I will never be a park ranger again.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.